Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
We were discussing MJ Melendez and his performance and where we're at. But what about these three names that I think certainly are far more established, have shown more in their career anyway, but are off to slow starts? And let's be real, the entire offense is off to a slow start. Outside of Bobby Witt Jr., there's nobody that you can say is off to a great start. Mikel Garcia, I guess I'll throw his name
in there.
He's
off to a pretty good start, yeah.
Right? I'll throw that name out there. You look across baseball, offense right now, he's still down as well. Vinny, Salvi, and India. Jonathan India, Salvador Perez, Vinny Pasquantino. Out of that group, who are you actually most concerned about getting going offensively soon, this season, still having a good year? Because I think all three will end up figuring it out. But if I had to give you an answer on that, it's the one guy that eventually we know will, sooner rather than later, have something catch up to him, and that something is called Father Time. Do I think it's happening right this second? No. In fact, he just hit a home run yesterday. Salvador Perez did. So maybe that gets him going. But that, to me, would have to be the answer. I'm not worried about Jonathan. Jonathan India is what he is. Like, Jonathan India is going to get on base. He's still doing that even if the batting average is not there. Vinny Pasquantino, I still think he's knocking in the RBIs at a pretty good rate. He still leads the team, I believe, in RBI at this point in time so 11. Far. My answer would be Salvi if I had to pick a name, just because, like, there is always going to be the worry. Is this the year? Like, is this the year that it catches up to him, or is that
because
next
he's a 35-year-old catcher?
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, normally when we would speak about this, he just, like, that's not that, you know, you can't outrun it forever. Funny enough, it's probably more of a short-term thing, admittedly, but probably the most concerning start is Vinny. And I still think that it might be hamstring related, right? I think when you start looking at some of the power numbers or the ability to drive the ball, that becomes harder when you are slowly nursing an injury. For the entire year, maybe not, but is it going to be a couple of slow months for Vinny? It might be. I'm not sure that that's going to be the case. I'm worried about all three. I'm just worried about the offense altogether. And now India obviously was getting a little dinged up. He's like the least I'm worried about. It's a toss-up probably between the two. If you tossed in Massey and replaced him instead of India, then it might be a three-way tie, and I'm like equally worried about all. But Massey, I think, has given more consistent, better at-bats, despite the fact he's still hitting worse than Salvador Perez. Salvi, I just think, he'll go through a 16-game stretch where he doesn't look like a good hitter, and he might go through another 16-game stretch where he looks like an MVP. He's a hot and cold hitter. Am I supposed to panic?
Right. Yeah.
Because he's cold right now?
He is. And I only put those. I didn't include Massey in there because I'm talking about the three guys that mattered the most, last year, other than India, but like Vinny and Salvi were part of the three or four that carried the offense all year. And right now they're off to a slower start. So like Michael Massey, whatever they get out of him is still like an added bonus. Like all of a sudden, if they get a fifth guy involved, that's huge. You're not counting on Michael Massey the way they're counting on Vinny or Salvi or Bobby or Jonathan India. But that's the group right now. I'm kind of with you on Salvador Perez, though, that we have seen throughout his entire career a stretch of weeks where you're like, uh-oh. And then all of a sudden, he goes on a ridiculous tear.
He's got 400 for like 10 days.
Right. We've seen it. Hopefully that happens. I don't know if you guys are in the same mindset of, like, this team is 500. They didn't have a good weekend series, no doubt about it. They did not play
well.
Still
salvaged the win, didn't they?
Yeah, they did not play great on Friday. It was the worst game of the year on Friday. I think that's fair to say. Saturday was rough, Saturday was their worst game of the year. Friday,
they lost 7-0 or whatever.
Saturday, I think they ended up getting a couple runs late, but it was their worst games of the year. And Now they go to New York. You mentioned the bad pitching that the Yankees have currently due to the injury. We know that ballpark is favorable to offense. This is the one where, like, can this jumpstart you? Like, this series, I don't even just talk about winning the games. Like,
good truly, to hit in, can you good just pitching staff to hit off
feel
of.
Good about yourself? Can you just feel good about yourself by having this offense get going a little bit starting tonight, a little after 6 o'clock? And even, who cares? You're being up on Carrasco or whatever, or bad pitcher. I'm literally, you need a get right offense, feel good about yourself kind of game for a stretch or two to hopefully get you feeling good when you have a big series against the Tigers coming up this weekend.
Well, especially because you get to exercise the demons a little bit. This is the team that knocked you out of the playoffs. So you want to talk about, like, feel good immediately. Beat the team who beat you in the playoffs 2 out of 3 and get the offense rolling because they're having a really hard time pitching because of their depth right now. Yeah. Feels like a pretty good one. I will say that the Royals' single best quality, in my opinion, so far, other than, I guess, pitching, because they can pitch.
Yeah.
Estevez leads the league, or second in the league in saves.
He's second.
I
think Suarez and the Padres has 7, but yeah, Estevez has 5.
And that he'd have more if they were winning more games. So he's already at the top of the bigs or near the top of the bigs at that stat. Their single best quality right now is, even though they are not playing perfect baseball all the time, Gold, you know that they've only lost 2 in a row, max, the whole year. Like, and that's what last year's team did. They did good at mitigating the damage. Will you have a 3-7 stretch in 10 games? Of course you will. But just as long as it's not 1-9 or, like, the things that really unravel on you, you can hover around 500 forever and then make sure you go on the winning stretch. And right now, based on the way they're pitching is, if the offense ever catches some heat, I got to think they're winning a few more games. And you're right. Detroit right now has the best record in the American League. So these next two games, the Yankees are a spot or two ahead of you in the standings. Not that it matters this early on. But the Tigers are playing the best baseball in the American League based on record. So, like, it's, once again, you got through three. Very important 7 games are getting ready to face into. And yeah, I'd like to see Vinny, Salvi, and Indy all just get hot together. Because Bobby is not the problem. Bobby, it doesn't even matter. He's hitting great. Right? I mean...
Oh yeah, I mean, just because he didn't hit yesterday doesn't mean it. Yeah, he's been
walking at a higher rate because people are being more afraid of him. You just need the other hitters to take advantage of it. That's the thing.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.